8:12 on the Mighty 690. I'm Shane Neal filling in for James this morning, and hope your Friday's off to a fantastic start. But now, as it is each and every Friday, it's time for our Ask the Expert segment with Charles Skank of Skank Insurance. Charles, thanks so much for being here. Happy holidays to you.
Hey, thank you. It's great to be here, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you.
Well, appreciate it. And what's our verse of the day before we get started?
It is Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. It reads, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6.
Great stuff. And coming in here this morning, like I said, it's great having you. What's been on your mind that you want to talk about here this morning?
Well, 2023 is almost in the books and almost behind us. And as we're approaching 2024, I'm thinking about the people that are born in 1959. And they are going to have a birthday, a big birthday, this coming year of turning 65. And what that means is that they're going to be eligible for Medicare. And there's a lot of noise that they're going to hear, a lot of mail that they're going to get, a lot of phone calls that they're going to get, a lot of friends that they might have that, or coworkers that might tell them all these different things about Medicare and all these things that they need to be aware of. And they've just been what I've been thinking about today.
Well, and it's like you said, where I'm sure a lot of these people that are turning 65 will have those family members or friends that have maybe gone through that process and can offer certain insight. But at the same time, I think it's a good point that you made that, you know, every single person has their own kind of journey and their own needs that they need that needs to be kind of designed for them. So obviously it's good to get opinions, it's good to get feedback from the people you trust and the people you love, but at the end of the day, you got to do what's best for you.
That's right. And sometimes it can be so overwhelming that people just sort of turn their mind off, and any mail that they get just sort of goes in a drawer, or anything that they hear, they just sort of block it out after a while, just because there's just so much information.
Mm-hmm. And so for maybe somebody who's listening to this that is, turning 65 years old, whether that be in 2024 or just around the corner, what would that timeline be like? Let's say it's a birththday maybe in the summertime. When would they start reaching out? When would they start seeing some of those things in the mail? And how do they take that first step?
So if they haven't got stuff in their mailbox already, they will shortly. And they get a lot of official-looking mail that looks like, this is urgent. This is from the government. And it's designed to look that way, but it's simply not from the government. So need to be careful there. But it's really at your comfort level. We have people that, if your birthday is the first day of the month, your Medicare effective date is the month previous. So if your birthday is July 1st, the first day that you will receive coverage for Medicare is June 1st. And so as long as it's after the 1st, though, doesn't matter if it's the 2nd of the month or the 31st, coverage is going to start on the 1st of that month. And so I've seen people call 6 months ahead of time and say, I need help. I need to help understanding this, and we'll help them then. We also have people calling us the day before that their Medicare goes in effect, the day before the next month becomes effective. And so I would encourage a person to explore their options 3 months ahead of time, 2 months ahead of time. But really, it is at your comfort level. There's no wrong way to do it. If you don't do it, if you don't sign up, there will be penalties later on if you don't take action at some point. But it's ideal to 60 days to 3 months before you're turning 65 is the ideal time to talk about it.
Okay. So when something that, you know, just kind of it's an experience that I think everybody obviously kind of learns as they go. But for maybe the people that reach out 6 months ahead of time, or the people that reach out maybe 3-4 weeks ahead of time, what's maybe a common misconception or a common early mistake that you see from people that are trying to get their Medicare lined up that maybe you can issue a warning to people that are turning 65?
So the truth is, not everybody that's turning 65 needs to go on Medicare at that time. And if you have employer coverage and your employer has more than 20 employees, you can stay on your employer coverage and not take Medicare Part B. So Medicare, original Medicare, is made up of two parts, Part A and Part B. And Part B has a premium associated with it. Part A generally does not. And so some people think, oh, I need to sign up for Medicare so I don't have any penalties later on, even though they're going to continue to be on employer coverage, either their own, through their own job or through a spouse's job. And that's simply not true. You do not want to have Part B and your employer coverage at the same time. It's just an unnecessary layer of coverage that's really not going to do you much good. It's just going to cost you extra money every month. And so the first step that you need to take is to compare the cost of being on your employer coverage and the cost of going on Medicare. There's a lot of times where I see employer coverage is actually a better place to be, but that's not always the case, because employer coverage, the costs vary, the deductibles vary, your situation, you know, is everybody's situation is unique. So it's a good idea to evaluate those options.
And like you said, you know, everybody's situation is unique, and I'm sure, you know, you do your due diligence and evaluate what's the best decision for you and what makes the most sense for you and your situation. But for those people, I'm sure it can be overwhelming at times deciding between staying on your employer coverage or looking at Medicare options and which one is right for them. So for those people that are maybe trying to balance those or evaluate those options, is there a consultation they can get and people they can talk to about making that decision?
Yeah, we offer a no charge consultation. There's no fee whatsoever for our services. People wonder, say, well, how do you get paid? Well, when we help somebody to get onto Medicare, either with a Medicare supplement, a prescription drug plan, or an Advantage plan, we get paid a commission for doing that. But there's times and that's not the best deal. And so we'll tell people that and tell them to stay put on their employer plan or their spouse's employer plan or whatever, just because we want to do the right thing. We have a reputation to uphold. And so you just need a consultation, and we'll do a side-by-side comparison of what your plan that you have now with your employer and what it'd be to go onto Medicare and leave your employer plan. So it's just a good idea to do that. There's no charge on our part, and there's no fee.
Well, I think it's important. You mentioned, of course, that you Skank Insurance is all about helping people, doing the right thing. And we talked a little bit earlier about how a lot of these people that are approaching this stage of their life have had family, friends, close people that they care about that have been in their ear a little bit, that have offered them some advice. So when a client reaches out to Skank Insurance, what is the conversation you have with these people that makes it feel like you're not just, you know, an insurance group, and that you are somebody that they that cares about them and that they can trust, like a family or a close friend?
Yeah. Well, we're just guided by the principle of doing what's right and doing what is best for our clients. And that's what, at the end of the day, makes me the happiest, is to see our clients in the best place possible for themselves, for their future, and for their family. And so we just... That's our biggest desire, is to help people to be in the best place financially, as far as making the right decision regarding this, as they can be.
It's our Ask the Expert segment with Charles Skank of Skank Insurance, and we're talking about people turning 65 in the year 2024 with the new year just around the corner. Let's take a short break, and when we come back, we'll have more here from the Mighty 690 KGGF. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Mighty 690 KGGF, I'm Shay Neal, filling in for James this morning, and we're continuing our Ask the Experts segment with Skank Insurance and Charles Skank. And we were talking a little bit before the break about the people turning 65 in 2024. And now let's talk a little bit about the process that maybe one would go through if you're celebrating a birthday. So let's say, Charles, I'm turning 65 years old here in the first couple weeks of the new year. And, it's something that I need to do, and I haven't really gotten that process started yet. So who do I call, and how do I get that how do I get it set up, and where do we start?
Yeah, so call our office at 620-331-8800, and we'll find a time that works for you, works for your schedule. You can come in, or we can do the consultation over the phone, and we'll just walk through what your situation looks like, and show you the options of what Medicare options you have. And then find out for sure if you really do need to go onto Medicare, looking at your work situation. And then if you do need to go onto Medicare, help you select a plan that best fits your needs and your situation. So it's really just that simple. And we're running out of time for 2023 to have a January 1st start date. But we do have, I will be open next week. We're going to be closed actually Monday and Tuesday, both those days, but we're going to be open Wednesday and Thursday only of next week. We're going to be closed Friday. So Wednesday or Thursday is open. If you need a consultation, if you are trying to understand and figure out Medicare, maybe you've just sort of put it off and it's at the door now, Wednesday and Thursday would be a good time.
So let's say, I call and get that appointment set up, get that consultation set up. And is there any items I need to bring to that consultation? Is there anything that it would be important to have with you when you have that conversation?
So bring the details of your current employer coverage, whether that's your employer or a spouse's employer. Bring those details so we can do a side-by-side comparison of what the costs are, what's being held out of every paycheck, what the deductibles are, if you have that. And if you don't have that, that's okay, but that's helpful. Bring a list of your prescriptions that you have, that you take, so we can get an estimate on the cost for those. Bring a list of your doctors. Where do you go for treatment? That's really basically it. And if you've gotten your Medicare card in the mail yet, bring that as well.
So we've a theme we've been talking about this morning is how everybody's situation is different, how everybody goes through a little bit different of experience. But in your expertise, in your experience, what would you say is the best kind of timeline you can give from going from making the phone call, getting the consultation set up, to having this process complete in a normal scenario?
Yeah. Well, as long as we are before the first of the month, even next week, Wednesday or Thursday, I don't know, 28th, 29th, 27th, whatever that day is, your coverage can be in place for January the 1st, even on that short of a notice. But the ideal time is 30, 60, 90 days out. That's the ideal time. But we're not tied to those number of days. We can have it closer, but the ideal is 60 to 90 days, just so you can have a good idea and be prepared for the switch going from where you were to Medicare.
So big, of course, big year coming up for those born in 1959 and 2024. We've been talking about getting that process set up, finding out if Medicare is the right solution for you, if this is the right time to hop on to Medicare, if your situation entails that. But for those that are listening to this and their ears perk up a little bit and they go, oh, I'm turning 65 in 2024 and maybe want to know a little bit more information, or maybe want to get that process started and give Skank Insurance a call, how can they get a hold of you, and how do they get this all off the ground?
So call our office, 620-331-8800, or you can come in person at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence, right down from Waters True Value there in Independence. We also have a location in Howard and Sedan. And you can find us online at skankinsurance.com. That's S-C-H-E-N-C-K, insurance.com.
Making the right decision for you in 2024, so important, in a great conversation this morning with Charles Skank of Skank Insurance in our Ask the Experts segment. Charles, thanks so much for being here. Appreciate it. Happy holidays to you and your family, and we can't wait to talk to you in the next time.
Thank you. Have a wonderful Christmas and New Year, and look to see you next time.
Thank you very much. We'll have much more on the way here on the Mighty 690 Open Line just around the corner here on KGGF.